call this meeting back into order after a brief recess. Okay, we just finished up with ONCA 1731, which has been tabled. So now we'll go on to ONCA 17-65. Sponsor is myself. I will be the chair to Congressman Mason without your objection.
Thank you. I accept. Members of the committee will be addressing the bill number ONCA 17-65. This is to amend the Osage Nation Membership Act 21 ONC sections 1-203 and 1-209 and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congressman Maker. At this time, Congressman Maker, would you please enlighten this committee of the sections the amendments to sections 1-203 and 1-209. And I'm referring back to bill number 1616, dated December 11, 2015, by sponsor Shannon Edwards. This was the act, and we are referencing that. And we're looking at section 1-203, firstly, and on the bill, that is on page 3. We'll start looking at section B, and I'll turn this over to Congressman Maker to tell us about the amendment that you're proposing for this act.
Can I join?
Please join as Assistant Chief.
Thank you, sir.
Okay, thank you, Chairman. Okay, I'll just give a little brief statement here. When I became the chair of the membership committee, my first thing was to go over there and visit with our membership department, which I was pretty familiar with just to be the Osage College member from time to time. And my first question was, how can I help you, department? I mean, what are some challenges or some things that are kind of in your way of completing your task, which is a huge task, I might add. So that was my reasoning for these amendments. It wasn't really something that that I just figured out myself, that I thought needed to happen. I think our department is doing a great job. But back to this bill, and this first amendment, the old membership was a mandated that that our membership department be responsible for obtaining temporary membership of newborns nationwide or anywhere on planet Earth, I guess, where no child is born, which is impossible. Okay, we almost agree that it's impossible for someone to know. But the only way we're going to know is that the parent is going to have to be responsible for calling the Osage Nation. And it's like everybody around here that's born in Osage County, of course, is going to come up there, you know, soon after, you know, birth of the child to let them know that the parent should know that they're a new member. So that's basically how it is. And so we have child members nationwide, and you know, so that was the reason for this amendment here, as a brief explanation.
And I just want to say,
one more, please. We still have very complete.
Do you want me to read the change with the change of the meeting?
Yes, you still have a floor.
Okay. Well, this is what the change will read. It's section 1, 203, called the membership paragraph D, every newborn child who is verified by the membership office as being a direct descendant of an original adoptee shall automatically qualify for temporary membership and be admitted as a temporary member of the Osage Nation for a period of 240 days following the birth of the child. No temporary member will be entered on the Osage membership roll. The membership office shall maintain an official record of all temporary members and provide that information to the Osage Nation Congress no less than 30 days.
Okay, that acknowledging the Councilwoman Whitehorn.
I support that amendment in this bill.
Okay, I want to acknowledge Assistant Cook.
Go ahead. It's
soberly
we're
first,
going to say the same
assistant.
Thing.
Are we taking it out where I don't have to supply the 240-day-old children to Congress, right? That I do not know. We're taking
that
completely
out.
I just
want to
be
sure and
clear my mind. Okay. Because that's bugged me from the beginning because I've never been able to do it. And I tried it for Phil, everything in that bill. So that was my...
So let me...
The AD moved
okay.
that...
One moment, please, and I'll ask you a question. The answer is we're going to strike Section 102.3B. Everything that was just read is going to be stricken. Replaced with another paragraph, as well as number one, number two, and three is going to be stricken under that particular section. We haven't read that. Okay.
Okay.
That will answer that.
Yeah, the same.
System Chief.
You clarified what I was going to say.
Councilman Whitehorn.
So the bill is filed as bill number ONCA 1765, and what it currently states, I don't think we're going to have to make an amendment. It's in the bill right now, correct? It's in there, and it says upon birth, and have you already read that? It says upon birth and a period not exceeding 365 days thereafter, a child born from a direct lineal descendant of an original adoptee shall automatically qualify for temporary membership in the Osage Nation. Upon a temporary member's application for benefits, the membership office shall verify the temporary member as being a direct lineal descendant of an original adoptee. The membership office shall maintain an official record of all verified temporary members and provide the information to the Osage Nation Congress no less than once a calendar year or upon request. Does that work for you? Because that's what the bill now is going to say.
Yes.
Okay. That,
yes.
That's actually what we're filing and talking about.
Yeah. The only thing that I see is Attorney General changed that to 365 days. He just said, well, why not just make it a year? And I'm like, I don't know. They've always had 240 days. 240 days works for me. That was just amendment one. He said, is the rewrite of the temporary member section and the reporting requirements of the membership office. And for whatever reason, he changed it to 365 days. Apparently, he didn't send it to you all, so let's just leave it.
Yeah.
That's
your question. This we think we're considering this document, which says 365. That's what we're considering to approve or disapprove.
Okay, so you can get the 365. Okay,
we have that. So.
Okay.
Assistant Chief.
This may be fine, but on line 31, the language, a child born from a direct lineal descendant of an original RT. I'm just thinking out loud, that's probably okay. I was just asking myself if that should say Osage member, but it doesn't matter if they're an Osage member or not, if they are that. In other words, a parent could be
not a member.
Not a member, and they could be as long as that is true. So. Just worrying out loud, it probably didn't need to. Sorry.
Okay. My question is to Mr. Baker and or to our...
Is this place late? No.
Yeah.
It's not happening. It obviously
vibrates. To our clerk, looking at the act itself that Mr. Maker is presenting, is said ONCA section 1.2 shall be amended to read, and it's got qualification A, and then what was proposed here by, that I received, I guess, from legal, it doesn't say part A, it starts with B. It says we're going to amend number one B, and your act is saying amended, although part A is the same wording. You catch my drift? Why am I not reading that? Well, again, we're addressing your bill. Your amendment.
Yeah, okay. Can I respond to that?
Yes.
Okay. Yes, when I was going over this last week and getting ready to prepare for this meeting, I did notice there was a little bit of paragraphs and lines with section didn't match up, and I went to our legal analyst here, Mr. Bill, and told him, he said I was asking to look in, and this was actually put together with the help of the Attorney General's office. I went to him first to make sure all this was legal before we did anything first. And they actually really helped me to design this or put this together, word the wording on it, so it would be, you know, good with anybody's constitutional rights. So what you have, the one here, that you have has been verified by Mr. Gill. This is the one.
Okay, thank you. Any other questions about the first part of the document, the piece of legislation that is referencing section 102, section 1-203. That's the first part of your bill.
I'm good with that.
I am good with that. Let's move on to section 1-209, which says appeals, allow me. I'll turn back to Mr. Maker. Please enlighten us about your section 1-209 and in the original law that is on page 7, starting with line 278. So if you'll address this and what you have presented to us, Mr. Maker.
Okay, this
Your bill says line 50.
Yes. Okay.
You got it from their office.
Right. Okay, now, the reason for this amendment, it deals with the process of legal action of a member or potential member who has actually hired an attorney to assist them in acquiring membership. And the way the law was written by Congresswoman Edwards, it awarded the member attorney fees automatically. And after the discussion with the Attorney General's office, we have some court action going on right now that we do know some of the attorney fees are reaching up into the over $100,000. And it was my idea to say, well, we're judging by that, looking into the future of our nation, like say 20, 30 years from now, we're most likely going to have some more litigation of people who are applying for membership who do not qualify from what our standards are and criteria, and they may hire an attorney to take it further and for satisfaction to be made membership of the tribe. So, and in my dedication to the Osage Nation and our resources, I just didn't think that we should be held responsible for all attorney fees from now on. That was the reason.
Thank you, sir. Questions? Assistant Chief?
One needed clarification from the sponsor. Your last sentence was what?
The way it's written, the law written, the nation is responsible for all attorney fees.
If the plaintiff, or if the defendant is, wins. Okay. Yeah, I'll just speak.
That's you have the floor, sir.
Thank you. We fully support this amendment. I think if we're probably thinking in, if we think small on this, we're probably thinking wrong. If something's up here in the lineage, then you can have a very large number of defendants. If something happens up here, then that's exactly what's played out before us. Scores of defendants, all of whom are racking up attorney's fees in a single case. I'm going to say what the sponsor said in a different way. I don't know how we can, we're a sovereign nation, I don't know how we can say that we're following our oath, because this is not in the interest of the Osage Nation paying these fees. And they could be substantial. I believe that it's incumbent on the defendant to pay their fees. We're certainly paying ours. That's the position of the Osage Nation.
Okay, thank you.
On this issue. Thank you, sir.
Members of the committee, is there any action you'd like to take at this time regarding bill number ONCA 1765? 1765.
May I add one more comment, Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
Very short. I did confer with the Attorney General at length on this subject yesterday. That is also their position, if I may say so.
Thank you. Congresswoman Whitehead.
Well, I'm sure that it would be the Attorney General's position and the Executive's position. I think that starting a removal proceeding against somebody that's been declared a member is a very solemn, should be a very deliberate consideration before you start the process. We have a section in the current law that's pretty laborious of going through removal actions, and I think due diligence should be covered on the front end before that letter is sent to a member. And I think that they should be certain that they're going to win that case before they would ever write a letter to an Osage member that their membership was in jeopardy or in question. I know we have a case that I'm not going to speak specific to, but what if the outcome should be that they are descendants, that they are Osage? Our oath is to protect and serve the Osage people. And if we started a proceeding against people that prove out to be Osage lineal descendants, and we have made them spend hundreds of thousands of dollars to prove they're Osage when they knew that they were, I think that's insulting to them. I think that we've made a mistake in our efforts to remove them from the Osage role. I would be more pleased with changing the language of that section where it says, let me go back to, in here, where are we? 209. 209. I would be more comfortable not removing that section, leaving it there, reinserting it back into your bill, and let it say, any person against whom removal is sought by the Attorney General and who is not removed by the Osage Nation courts may be entitled to a reasonable attorney's fee. Instead of take the shall language out and put may be. And that way we leave it up to our courts, whether they think that that person is deserving of being awarded their attorney's fee, to, especially if they have a positive outcome and they are a member of this tribe. I think that's only fair of us to do. The chief, assistant chief was going on whether we're upholding our office to the nation, but the nation is the people of the nation. So.
Ms. Whitehorn, are you ready to make an amendment then to?
Yes.
Legislation?
Do you want me to write all of this out, or can,
yes,
you,
please.
Can you?
For,
I can. Take, it'll take me a minute. I'll have to have a little recess to reinsert it.
Okay. Take a 3-minute recess.
Thank you.
Recess.
I just made some fresh on the bottom.
Is there like an extra one of those copies laying around up here?
Which